بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم upon the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا يقبل الله صلاة أحدكم إذا أحدث حتى يتوضأ Allah does not accept the salah of any one of you when he breaks the wudu until he makes wudu. And this hadith has been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So this hadith is the main evidence that wudu is one of the conditions of a salah. And so if a person prays salah without wudu, then the salah is invalid. Meaning the person has to make wudu and then he has to pray the salah again. So if a person prayed salah and forgot to make wudu, the salah is invalid. And he has to make wudu and pray the salah. If a person made wudu but did not make it correctly and then prayed salah, then the salah is invalid. He has to make wudu properly and he has to pray the salah again. If a person prayed salah after making wudu, but he broke the wudu by one of the invalidators, then the wudu has to be made again and the salah has to be repeated. So this hadith shows us that one of the main conditions of as-salah is being upon wudu. And the only exception to this is at-tayammum. If a person is not able to make wudu and makes at-tayammum, then the salah is valid. And of course the ghusl takes the place of the wudu. So if a person made ghusl, then that takes the place of the wudu. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم.